Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, probably a familiar verse to many of you, maybe one of the first verses you ever memorized. This is such a common verse that people love, and it's beloved by so many. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, the last day of May, Marianne.
Oh, goodbye, May.
Goodbye, May. Hello, June.
Hey, June.
We're excited to have you, June. Have you noticed there's been less hummingbirds flying around?
Well, that's interesting. No.
Yeah.
But wow. Okay,
oh, I get
tell
a lot
us
of
about
hummingbird.
It. I love hummingbirds.
I get a lot of hummingbird sightings, and I always tell everyone that first week of May, well, they started arriving at the end of April. It was the earliest I've ever seen them.
Well, you would get a lot. You have like 900 feeders out, don't you?
Yeah, no, only two in the front and the back.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually three, because we have one for Orioles, but the hummingbirds share that same kind of sugar water nectar. But I've seen fewer hummingbirds this year than in the past, but somebody was saying there's some kind of something being passed around by birds and maybe to have your feeders out or whatever.
Well, there's a lot of discussion about that.
Yeah, and
some
I'm not
say
sure.
Go ahead and put it out because it's actually safer in the feeder.
Yeah.
You know, some say not.
Yeah, well, anyways, I've seen less hummingbirds.
Some say other things. People say a lot of things.
Yeah, that's right. Is the egg yolk, is it good for you or not good for you? No, I mean, they have a study
it's good,
and other
it's good
things.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, so.
It's good for you.
Anyways, on this Testimony Tuesday, if you were tuned in a week ago, we had the beloved Jan Matthews in the studio with us, and we talked about we needed to get her back for a Testimony Tuesday to talk about her book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. And if you were tuned in last Wednesday, she was one of our content contributors in the May edition of the Prime Life Times. Now we have the June edition out, but last week we were still reading from the May edition, and she read her story, What the Disease Didn't Steal. And it was a heartfelt story. It was her submission. I won't say lifted from her book, but it paralleled very well with some of the storytelling and the things in her book. And she highlighted what the family goes through when somebody has ALS. And it was a very touching article. In fact, I know it was hard for us to do listener letters after the program because it's like, how do you make the transition? But we wanted to have Jan back because it's an important topic. And I loved her book. I read it for many months, usually three or four pages. It was next to my bedstand for, I don't know, 3 months, I think.
Well, I just have to say something, Mark. You, last week, I think you said, and you've commented before, you're like, I'm a slow reader, but you get a lot read.
Well, yeah.
You really do. I mean, people who are slow readers shouldn't put themselves down because, I mean, like you, you're always saying, I read this whole book, I read that whole book.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, they say plot. One step after another, do a little. Some people give up because they say, oh, I'm never going to be able to read
but
a
you keep going.
Book a week. Yeah, you read a little bit and you'll make progress.
You're like one of those old horses that just keeps going, plowing that field.
The ever ready bunny. You know. But anyways, what I loved about this book, it was storytelling and it was very descriptive. And it was Jan talking about her dad and her family and her experience and the lessons learned. But it was more than that. It was about her dad that she and her sister's love and her mother loved through these many years, lessons they learned from their dad, his sense of humor, his work ethic, his attention to detail, as it came out, like when they had to go and empty out his office or the different things just where he kept folders on everything or instructions on what to do next and had itineraries listed out in mileage and all different things. I'm hoping I'm bringing up some great memories because you loved your dad, Jan, but what I appreciate about the book is it went back and forth between something like you would write and then his memoirs or something that he wrote. And so it was kind of back and forth and it was masterfully done. It was very creative and it kept my attention. And yet it was a hard read in the sense that all the emotions and the struggles and the hospital visits and you would see a sign of hope, like he's maybe improving. And then there would be a couple steps backwards where, wow, this is inevitable. And I think on last Wednesday's program, you talked about ALS is terminal. Your days are numbered, and you described some of that. So I'm looking forward to learning a little about the book and having you read some things. But Marianne, how many minutes? I guess we're only 5 minutes into the program, five or six. We can introduce our guest
I
today.
I think it's a great idea.
Yes.
We are known for this, Jan. I'm so sorry. We are known for this. We have Jan Matthew. And I want to read, just before I read the introduction or little section at the back of her book about the author, I want to read the very top. It's very succinct, as I think, as to what this book is about. Surrounded by Love. This is the story of a great teacher, dean of the College of Engineering, then vice president and associate provost of the University of Notre Dame. Hmm. More than that, it's a daughter's tribute to her father and family as they battled ALS. Here's a book about courage and love in the face of a deadly disease. Hmm. I just think that kind of sums up beautifully.
Yep, let's go home. I think we've said enough. You'll get the book, everyone.
Yes. Okay, so about the author. Jan Schmitz-Matthew is an award-winning writer and editor whose journalism career includes positions with newspapers, public relations firms, magazines, and publishing companies. As an independent freelancer, she co-authored books about the cities of Lafayette, Indiana.
Woohoo! I hear our Indiana listeners cheering.
Indiana and Decatur, Illinois. Hey, Decatur. Particularly gratifying are opportunities to communicate and share personal life experiences. Her essays have been published in several anthologies and most recently by the ALS Association.
And I think I mentioned this last week, but and also in the Prime Lifetimes publication,
and
the
in
May
the
edition.
Lifetimes. Yes.
So we appreciate you, Jan, for being available for today, Testimony Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. And we began with Romans 8:28, and I think that'll segue or tie in well with the story, this great book that I can't highly recommend enough, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. And this might be for you, for somebody you know that's going through ALS, or somebody that might down the road be diagnosed with this disease. It's fatal, and yet there's hope because you can optimize those last days. There's ways that you can create quality of life that's good for the whole family. It's a terrible disease, but we have Jan in the studio to read a few sections from this book and talk a little about why she wanted to write this book. So thank you for joining us again for Testimony Tuesday. But we began with Romans 8:28, and it's a familiar verse for many, but it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." And I think you derive some hope throughout this story that you've written, but throughout the whole ordeal with ALS, because you were trusting that God had greater purposes, and you've shown that through serving the Care Connection, for helping others through ALS, and just the healing process of knowing that bad, terrible things can happen to good people that are healthy people, good families that love the Lord, families that care about other people. None of us are exempt from hard things, and this verse gives us a little bit of some reassurance that we do serve a good God.
Well, I totally agree, and it's one of my very favorite verses, too. And my book is basically, it was an evolution in terms of how it all came together. But the one consistent thought that I had, and it became my mission statement, is I was determined to make something good of a very, very painful situation. And I personally don't think that just happens. I think we have to dig deep to find that. I think we have to, in my case, my family's case, draw even more on our faith to get there. But I was persistent with that in terms of writing the easy parts of this book, the difficult parts of this book. I was determined to find some good in that. And and the two excerpts that I will share kind of bookend this book. One is taken from the prologue. One is taken from what I call the epilogue. Dad was the bedrock of our family, and the impact of his death on us was seismic. Much like after an earthquake, our foundation cracked and shifted. Collectively, my sister's mom and I did our best to take care of each other, just as we promised Dad we would. Yet individually, we floundered and often felt lost. What occasionally appeared smooth on the surface was belied by the landscape below, raw, rough, and most unwelcoming. I tackled that terrain in fits and starts, always seeking to rearrange or restore, or at least attempt to navigate. When I stumbled, I pointed my compass toward what is now my North Star. It's the last line of the essay Dad wrote for an anthology titled A Better Man. True American heroes speak to young men of love, power, pride, and what it really means to be a man. edited by Notre Dame alumna Carrie Johnson. "Hold fast to all that is good," Dad wrote. "This is your life. Live it well."
Hmm.
That's a powerful statement.
It is, and I think it aligns with the verse that we just discussed.
And I was thinking that could be one of those Proverbs of Solomon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's profound.
It is.
And from the end of the book, when I looked at things in review and how it all came together, I wrote this near the very end. "If I translated the bookends of this memoir to scribble art, I'd see my crayons slowly segue from gray and brown to red-orange, carnation-pink, sky-blue.
Hmm.
But polishing the final pages brought back every swirl, curl, zigzag, loop, even the browns, blacks, and grays. Writing about Dad kept him close. Finishing felt a bit like losing him again. Hmm. These moments, feelings, epiphanies define grief for me. There is no finish line. And while I choose to fill spaces with bright colors, I know dark shadows will still bleed through the lines, just as I know my patterns will always meander and shift. Whether I see a masterpiece in the mix depends on me."
Mm. Oh, my goodness. That is such good writing, Jan. Color is so important to me, and that's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And Jan, I will point out, for Marianne to say that, and she's an avid reader, our star editor-in-chief, she reads many, I won't say manuscripts, but many submissions and does a lot of editing, a lot of reading, and is a very, very gifted author herself. Take that as a compliment. Because
I praise. Thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I agree. And as I've read this and so enjoyed it for a lot of different reasons, but it was very heartfelt, very descriptive, I mean, with recipes and just things that you cover and talk about and share. And very much like Marianne when we read her book for over a year over the air, very descriptive, and you can picture things, and you can certainly identify with your dad and how detailed he was, or his sense of humor, or how you would interact, or the pet names he had for his three daughters, and the various things that were so encouraging. And even though it talked through some of the difficulties of having ALS, there was still hope on how the memories continue to live through his daughters and the trajectory that you're all on because of his influence and his character.
I just can't get over this quote, "Hold fast to all that's good. This is your life. Live it well." Wow.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
In just a very few words. And one point about the book, of course, it is focused on ALS. That was our experience. But I think there are applications for anyone who has lost a loved one in terms of how a family can come together and what they can do with the time they have and clinging to all that is good. So, because there are some aspects of grief that are universal, regardless of how you lose a loved one or what you journey.
Well, I'm just very impressed with something in there you read having to do with grief doesn't have to end. I think that too often we rush people through it, and it's not good mental health to do that.
No, it has
stages, and it has differences, and you don't ever really get over it, but you do learn to go forward. I love that you include that in there. This isn't just get over the grief at all.
Yeah, and you didn't even sugarcoat it. And this is a reality. That's what I love about the Bible, too, and many of the Psalms, like King David. He's angry. He shows a lot of emotions. He's upset. He's frustrated. And he calls out God on some things. And yet, by the end of the Psalm, he comes to realize, like many of us do, God, you're still sovereign. We know you're good. We don't understand some things. It's just our limited understanding. But he allows us to process it, to work through it, to grow through it.
Well, and that was another aspect of this. When I was writing the book, especially the chapters, there's one chapter that essentially chronicles the last year of my dad's life, the time from initial symptoms to when he died. And in my mind, if you're going to do ALS justice, or my dad's story justice, you have to dig deep. I mean, I describe the disease in some detail in terms of what it actually does to a person. I think I paint, without being depressing, I think I paint a picture of my dad's progression. And in order for people to understand the disease and to raise awareness for a very rare disease, I felt that's what you had to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I just had said, well, and then one day he couldn't walk. Well, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What am I seeing? And so that's where, and I workshopped some of my essays as I was putting this together with a couple of writing groups that I'm members of, which I thoroughly enjoy that dynamic and that feedback. And they would consistently say, show me, show us. You know, when I would try and just do the hard parts on the surface, it's like, no, you need to dig deep with that. And that turned out to be very helpful. Well, hard, but helpful.
You've walked a good line between actually really truly showing what people go through, but not going into despair. And I think that was
my hope.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. And that's depicted through some of the storytelling. Mm-hmm. And you go on a vacation with you guys, or the event of going to the hospital and what's involved, and some of the humor through those caretakers or the people that when your dad says, well, give it to me straight, and how people responded. And so it's a very interesting read, but delightful in some senses. I don't know how to use that word, but there's enough humor and storytelling that you can picture what's going on. Even some of the heartache things, you're right there understanding and learning and processing the information or the storytelling. So I really appreciated it. The book is titled Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS, and you can purchase it online or by CorbyBooks.com, CorbyBooks.com. And if you want to get in touch with Jan, her email is jan.matthew@comcast.net. And in our closing couple minutes, because it is Testimony Tuesday, what are some of the things that the Lord taught you through this process, maybe through writing the book or through just your life faith journey of experiencing this or knowing how God is a good God?
I feel that I learned a great deal about perseverance, about digging deep, about taking deeper steps in my faith journey. Not that there weren't some very dark times when, you know, you are angry, you're looking for understanding that you don't get, but there is simply in my mind no way my family could have done what we did and stayed close throughout, closer than ever now, without faith and without turning to God. So I learned even more about the power of prayer. Personally, I made some changes in terms of where we worship and how we worship. That was the result of this, but really unflinching faith. I don't know how you do it otherwise.
And I think your church community in and around the Decatur area came alongside and helped and prayed and assisted. And that's what we all need, is that community of faith to encourage us when we have questions or doubts or are frustrated or angry or some things are unresolved. It's like, yes. God, why do these bad things happen to good people?
Yeah. Well, and my dad had a very, very deep faith. And the fact that everything about him, his humor, his intelligence, his philosophy, everything that was in place when his life was golden, stayed in place when he was dealing with ALS. And to me, that speaks volumes about God's presence and the strength you draw from faith, because he could have been very bitter. He could have been a very difficult patient, made it harder on us. Instead, he flipped it. He was always about my sisters, me, my mom. No self-pity, no what about me, no, oh, I used to run half marathons and now I can't walk. None of that. And
that's
to me,
so amazing.
That's a big miracle, frankly.
Oh, that's a huge statement all by itself.
And that's the modeling of Christ that we all want to have an impact on others because of our faith. It's easy, like on the cruise ship, to be happy and loving on everyone, but it's during the difficult times when we're pressed into situations that our character really comes forth. And it seemed throughout this book, it was an honoring of your dad, just his character, his brilliance. And that's one thing you said last week about ALS, is that it doesn't affect the mind.
I mean,
so he could still talk and kid and share. And he was sharp till the very end.
In fact, the last thing that we heard him say in the morning of the day he died was, I love my Jays. We were Jan, Joy, and Joni. And the fact that, you know, he still knew us, he was still very emotionally connected, that even on that day, when he sensed that he wasn't going to make it through the day, his thought was to express how he felt about us, not about poor me. To me, remarkable.
It is very remarkable. And it really has touched you, Mark. You've come in now a number of times and said, you know, you're reading this book and you've commented. It's a really important book. It's good. Yeah.
He was a man's man and just had many character traits and a guy thing, very detailed. And
Was the engineer in him. Chemical engineering.
The book is titled Surrounded by Love, and he was surrounded by three beautiful daughters and a lovely, faithful wife, and they're still all living. And this book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS, has been written by Jan Matthew, but it also includes some memoirs and storytelling from her beloved dad, and it's kind of a nice combination of back and forth of reading the story and the event or the activity that's taken place, and then his thoughts on some of the similar things that they've gone through or memories from his past and how it all got put together. And so I highly recommend it. You can pick it up online or stopping by corbybooks.com. That's CORBY books.com. Or you can always touch base with Jan, jan.matthew@comcast.net.
And it's in local libraries, too.
Local libraries. And you can purchase it online. Just type in Surrounded by Love and Google will take you to a website. I think you had a Facebook page, too.
Yes, I have an author's Facebook page just in my name, Jan Matthew.
And that's M-A-T-H-E-W, Jan Matthew, our guest today on Testimony Tuesday. This program is archived, so maybe you know somebody going through ALS or somebody that lost a loved one, and this could be a book to encourage them through the grieving process or to be a useful resource for people to begin a discussion about ALS. Stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to this program in its entirety or paste it into an email and send it on to a friend. Well, thank you, Jan, for being available last week and again today for Testimony Tuesday. We'll be praying up this book. Now, I will say to our listeners that any income or proceeds from this book go to help other people experiencing or walking through ALS. So you're not profiting through this. Your desire really in writing this was to honor your dad and honor your family and honor your family's journey through ALS, but to really assist and help others.
That's so generous.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Jan Matthew with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.